Jr. This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military said Tuesday it had launched an attack on Beirut in retaliation for the weekend rocket attack that killed 12 children in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. From his account on the X social media platform, Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Haggerty wrote, quote, "The IDF targeted the commander responsible for the murder of the children, Majd al-Shams, and killed many Israeli civilians," unquote. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, from his own X account, followed with the statement, "Hezbollah crossed the red line." The Jerusalem Post reports the attack struck the Beirut suburb of Dahiyeh, a Hezbollah stronghold. Video posted to social media showed a large cloud of smoke in the area, but it was unclear how many buildings, if any, were damaged. There are no reports of casualties as of yet. Hezbollah said the attack failed, though that could not be confirmed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had pledged Monday to carry out a strong response to the deadly attack, from which Hezbollah has denied responsibility. Venezuela's opposition leaders say they've obtained the vote tallies from the Sunday's contested presidential elections and can prove challenger Edmundo Gonzalez defeated incumbent President Nicolas Maduro, in spite of his government saying otherwise. Reports from the capital, Caracas, say protests there have turned deadly. Alvaro Algaro has been reporting from the streets of Caracas for VOA and told VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis Program thousands are on the streets of Caracas Tuesday, in spite of government warnings to stay in their homes, in support of the opposition. He said he has seen violence firsthand.
They want a recount of the votes. They don't recognize the elections. There is 45 people detained in the last hours. One person is killed. A few minutes ago, one political, it's been kidnapped from his house.
Algaro said opposition wants international observers to review the vote tallies. This is VOA News. British police Tuesday confirmed a third child had died as a result of injuries sustained in a knife attack in northwest England Monday. A 17-year-old male is in police custody on suspicion of murder and attempted murder after the incident at a Taylor Swift yoga and dance workshop in Southport, north of Liverpool, a summer vacation event for children aged 6 to 11. The three victims were girls ages 6, 7, and 9. 8 other children also suffered stab wounds, and 5 remained in critical condition. British Interior Ministry Yvette Cooper visited the scene of the knife attack Tuesday and told reporters she's getting updates from local police.
It's important that the police pursue every single avenue, and that is what Merseyside police are now doing, but it's immensely important that they need to be able to continue that, and they will provide updates. You'll understand that I'm not going to say anything that would cut across their investigation or prejudice that investigation.
As bacteria levels remain high in the River Seine, the men's triathlon at the Paris Olympics has been postponed to Wednesday. If pollution levels remain high on Wednesday morning, there's a risk the event will be postponed to Friday instead. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The race was postponed to Wednesday at 10:45 a.m. local time, immediately after the women's event, which is scheduled for 8 a.m. that day. Organizers were confident that the water quality would improve in time for the race after the heavy rains last Friday and Saturday that dirtied the river. If bacterial levels remain too high by Wednesday morning, both the men's and women's races will likely to be postponed to Friday. And if water quality doesn't improve by Friday, the swim leg will be scrapped altogether and athletes will compete in a duathlon instead. France invested $1.4 billion in new wastewater infrastructure to contain sewage and minimize spillage into the river to make the Seine swimmable as a key legacy of the Games.
In the northeastern U.S. state of Vermont Tuesday, rains washed out roads, put homes in jeopardy, and led to about 24 rescues. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
National Weather Service meteorologist Seth Kutikoff in Burlington.
Excessive rainfall that went to the level of catastrophic.
He says St. Johnsbury got more than 8 inches of rain.
There is quite a bit of structural damage to buildings and with road washouts being quite extensive. And we do know, unfortunately, some of these same areas were hit 3 weeks ago with serious flash flooding as well.
The flooding comes nearly 3 weeks after many farmers and residents in Vermont were hit by flooding from the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.